Well, Merry Christmas, Lenora and Abbott and everybody. Sure is nice up here, nice and warm. It was 15 degrees today, and we ice skated all afternoon. The university's been keeping both Gary and I fairly busy. This semester I've been taking chemistry and physics, American government, cultural geography, and curling. And in case you Southerners don't know, curling is a Scottish sport that we play on ice sheets with rocks. Besides my schoolwork to keep me busy, I've also been working in the cafeteria 15 hours a week. I was hoping when I started that maybe I could save up enough money to have spend Christmas vacation in Bermuda. But things didn't work out right. I didn't think of it soon enough, and by the time I had made up my mind that I wanted to go, it was too late to make reservations, and then I found out that you had already started packing in December, so I decided it'd be more bother than what it was worth. But especially since we expect to see you up here this summer. And Lenora, too. I don't know if this summer if we'll have anyone going to summer school with Lenora, but I'm sure that she can handle it all by herself this year. Christmas vacation so far has been lazy, but it's not that I don't have any work to do. I've got two chemistry labs to write up. I've got chemistry problems to do for recitation. I've got physics problems to do, and physics labs to study for a lab practical on Tuesday when I go back to school. Besides just laying around, not doing much, I've been eating all the time. All the candy and all of Mom's whole Christmas baking has been kind of ruining the diet that I worked so hard on this summer. But I guess next year I'll have to start all over again. Our old Buick has been running real good this winter. Starts right up no matter how cold it gets. We've been using it most of the time going back and forth to school. From what I've heard, Jim's made a step up in cars as far as quality goes. He's gone from an Oldsmobile to a Volkswagen. I think that was a wise decision. Well, I'm running out of things to think of right now, and I've made this tape awful jerky. I'm not organized like Mom was. I just sort of stop and start whenever I can think of something to say. The only thing I can think of now is to say Merry Christmas and hope to see you soon. Goodbye now.
Hi, Lenora and all the Abbotts. Christmas Day is about over. It really was a wonderful day. But the rush during the weeks before Christmas, I think, really makes it seem such work to prepare for. And of course, this is not as it should be. I guess every year all of us say, next year we won't leave things till the last minute. But I can't see shopping and having gifts all wrapped and put away in July. We've had a wonderful Christmas. Last evening, relaxing with TV and some card games till nearly midnight. A grand rush this morning to get turkey in the oven, open gifts, and get to the 9 a.m. service. Abby was baptized at the service. A very informal Christmas service, part of the Gospel of Luke, and congregation singing the Christmas songs that fit in with the story. Cecil and Lillian had a big surprise before the closing hymn. Sonny Pearson got up and made appreciation gifts to them for all the work that they have done through the years, mostly without it being asked. I had an inkling, but not that it would be today. I got many lovely gifts, and thanks so much for that beautiful Danish plate. All of us did wonderful gifts. Not the older ones as much as usual, as they have so much, but we'll let them tell about it themselves. I ordered so much, but all hasn't come yet. And we'll have to get Terry more slacks. We go to Grand Forks Saturday, the 27th, so we'll try and get some at Sears. Sherry has a dental filling replaced. We will celebrate our 20th anniversary that day and eat at a special place, I hope, and have a quiet evening. Cecil, Larry, and I are asked out to Tom Wisher's tomorrow night to play Pinochle, so imagine it will be late. I hope to have a quiet New Year's, though I will write on Sunday, but you may not get it before New Year's, so Happy New Year to you all. And safe journey, Abbotts, and write when you get to Panama City. I know Lenora will miss you. Do hope you can make it to North Dakota this summer. My love to all of you, Carla.
Hi, this is Gary. At the university this semester, I am taking American Government, Humanities, Logic, College Algebra, Accounting, and ROTC, Army, of course. I also work in the cafeteria with Larry. There isn't as much work here as I thought there would be, and I have quite a bit of spare time. Next semester, I will be slightly busier, for I hope to take Composition, Humanities, ROTC, Speech, Accounting, and possibly one more. This should keep me out of trouble, and maybe next semester I can do something about my screwy roommate. I hope you like your new location. I hope that this is your last move before retirement. Happy New Year, and the best of everything to all of you.
Hello, you all. Well, I guess you're probably wondering how school is going for me this year. I have English 4, PDP, shorthand, office practice, chorus, viad, and band. I have one study hall this semester, in which I work as a librarian. I'm going to take a new course that is being offered at Edmore the last semester. It's an office machines course. It should help me in the field of work I am planning to go into. I will lose my only study hall, so I will really be busy this next semester. At the moment, we have no band teacher, but the pep band still practices 3 times a week. It is sounding a little better than last year, but that isn't saying much. I play a tenor saxophone in it. Once in a while, I trade my horn off with somebody else so that I can play an alto sax or a barry sax. They are a lot easier to play. It seems that the seniors are getting all the crazy tests where you fill in the dots. I didn't do too bad in most of them. One score was quite funny. I took a planning inventory test where a company predicts what grades in college you will get in a certain field. The grade you get are in numbers as 4 for an A and 3 for a B and so on. I got a perfect 4 in metal trade. This includes work like welding and automobile repair. I just can't picture myself as a welder. Most of my scores range from a 2.7 to a 4, which is above a C in everything. I have sent an application for UND. It's not come yet. They must be pretty slow. I'm planning to get a major in business education and a minor in FIAD. I'd like to also get some electives in audio music because I think I'll really enjoy work like that. I would like to get a job on down in college to help pay for any little expenses that I'll incur along the way. I really had a great Christmas this year. I guess I must have made the biggest haul as far as gifts go. Most of them were sent for from the catalog, and I knew all about them. Mom's already told you about all the wires I have on my teeth. We're going to Grand Forks on Saturday, so I'll get that taken care of. I really want to wish you a Happy New Year.
Hi, I hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hope you're all feeling well. Well, I had a nice Christmas, Happy New Year. I'm glad we don't have school for another week and a half. Boy, I'm glad to get out of it. Thanks for the present, Aunt Laura. Boy, it's just y'all a tin in Sherry's mouth.
Hello, Abbotts. And Lenora. I'm going to take it for granted that Janet and Julie are around, so I'm going to say hello, Janet and Julie. Hope you've had a very nice Christmas. This is the 26th today. Yesterday was a big one. Seems to me like as if that our families have an awful lot of anniversary is coming up right along about now. Let's see now. To begin with, there's December the 25th. Oh, yeah, that's Christmas Day. December the 26th. Well, you guys wouldn't be too interested in that, but that was Kay's wedding anniversary. That is Kay's wedding anniversary. She's Rachel's girl. And then, of course, December the 27th. That's Cecil and Carla's anniversary. And by the way, we're going to celebrate that tomorrow by going to Grand Forks for a big dinner. And the only reason, I mean, one of the reasons we're going to Grand Forks is to take Sherry back to her dentist, where she's having her teeth all straightened out, you know, in order to make her beautiful. The dentist guarantees that she's going to be a beautiful red-headed girl when he gets all through working on her. And this makes Sherry feel like this is a must, you know. We just got to get this job done. And let's see now. There's December the 28th. That sounds like Nagel's anniversary, Papa and Mama Nagel. And, of course, Jimmy Abbott's birthday. Now, how about that? Lenore would probably remember when she was home here a year or so ago that my wife Carla was kind of poorly, you know. I think Carla was real happy about it. She was very, very thin, you know, kind of bony looking, if you can imagine Carla being bony looking. But, yeah, she was bony looking to the point that I felt like I was a very poor provider. And I think the neighbors were beginning to think that I kind of, you know, kicked her around and beat her up and didn't feed her. But that's all in the past now. Happy days are here again, because now Carla has gotten to the point where she doesn't say, "Come here, look at me," when she gets on the scale. She chases them out of the bathroom and gets on the scale where nobody can see. But she can't fool me. She's just about back to where she was when we first got married. I can tell by how full my arms feel, you know. I surely hope you people have had a very nice Christmas. I can't imagine Christmas in Bermuda. What do you do for snow? I bet you Lenore is making use of all that sun. She was just, her mouth would water every time she'd think about all that beautiful sunshine. And don't tell me it rains every day, because I just doubt that. How's Lenore getting along with that brand new little bug that she's got? And what's she going to do with it? Is she going to come back next summer and go to summer school again? I think that would be just wonderful. I hope she does. Gary talks about maybe next summer summer school. You know, just to be doing something. I guess they get the feeling that Daddy can get along pretty easy in the summertime without the extra help. I think Larry intends to be home next summer. I wouldn't count on it. But we're sure going to make a working man out of Terry next summer. We're going to stick him on one of those big tractors and turn him loose and say, "There you are, big boy, just get a going." So far, he's been kind of getting out of it because we've had enough help, and he's kind of little. But he's starting to grow now. The fact is, he's nice and round, and he's got a little tummy, and right now he's up in Edmore practicing basketball. He's playing with the grade team there in Edmore this year. Plays once in a while, you know what I mean. Sets and picks slivers, and then if they got a game lost for sure, well, then they'll put him in for a little while. Hey, hey, Mommy, just wait a second now, Mommy.
Don't run away like that.
Oh, we're just trying to talk Mommy into getting with us here for a little family gab fest. But she says, no, I'm going to finish it up. I'm going to save my shots for the tail end. Well, you know how that is. Mommy always gets the last word. And I suppose she just wants to prove it. Here, Gary, you grab a hold of this thing and say something for a second. Mommy is fighting with Larry here because Larry's trying to keep her from running away, and she's trying to get away. We're out in the kitchen here.
Larry must have splashed down a little too much high karate the way Mom's going after him.
Yeah!
You know, that super mistletoe works. No comments?
No comments.
Oh, boy. I guess we're going to have to do this all by ourselves. We should warn Lenora now when she comes back next summer after these boys getting all of this doggone juice out of these bottles that she's been providing for us. Why, She'll have to really fortify herself, because if you can believe what you see on television, well, she's going to be in for a real bad time, or else we'll be in for a real bad time. Larry just informed me that the Abbotts are coming up this summer. Gee, this is really something, something to look forward to. I hope we'll have a nice rainy summer, so you'll have lots of nice green things to look at.
We're talking about getting Terry on the tractor. We can get Jimbo
on the tractor. Oh, talk about getting Terry on the tractor. We'll get Jimbo on the tractor. See, that'd be something. We'll just turn him loose on one of those big yellow ones. They steer so easy and they handle so easy. Just built to order for a guy like Jimbo. Just the way, by the way, how big is Jimbo?
Bigger than Terry.
Is he bigger than Terry? That's what Mommy says, he's bigger than Terry. Now, how old is Jimbo?
10.
Oh, he can't be bigger than Terry.
He could be.
Yeah, I guess he could be. Terry isn't so big. What does Terry weigh, about 95? 95. About 95 pounds. So I guess it wouldn't be very hard for you to find out if Jimbo is bigger than Terry. Just slam him on the scale and see. Goody, goody. Mommy says I can finish this up now, but I think she's going to put the run on us. To tell you the truth about it, she's going to put the run on us. And boy, is she going to be in for a surprise now when she runs this tape over to see how everything is going to turn out. So if I'm saying goodbye now, well, that's just exactly what I'm going to do. I'm just going to say goodbye. Hope you guys have the real best of everything. Hope the new year has lots of happy surprises for all of you. Bye, girls. Janet, Julie, Lenora, think of the girls first, Lillian, and Jim. Bye now. Oh, and Jimbo.
Well, hi again. There's a couple things that I was going to say, and now it's been such a madhouse here that I don't know whether what's been going on here. One thing I had forgotten to say was to wish you a happy birthday, Jim, and the best of everything, and I know your birthday is Sunday, so I hope you have a good time and you don't have to work all day. The one thing I thought of now, I heard from all the relatives, Lenora, at Christmas time, except from Aunt Effie and Aunt Viola. If you should have heard from them, will you please let me know? I think Uncle Fred was going to spend Christmas with Aunt Ethel and Aunt Seal, but he wasn't too sure, but Ethel said that she was going to go up to get him. Well, I think this is just about the end of the tape, and with this crazy family here around here, and get three guys, and you alone, and Sherry still in bed at 10:15. Of course, this is a.m. now. We're on the 26th. We kind of didn't finish this up last night and piddled around. So, goodbye now.